here's a story from The World.
An ingredient for life has been created on Mars, breathable air. An instrument the size of a toaster sits on NASA's Perseverance rover and has taken samples from the Martian planet's carbon dioxide-dense atmosphere and turned it into oxygen. Joining me to discuss this is Jeff Shihai. He's the chief engineer for NASA's Space Technology Mission Directorate. How hard, Jeff, is it to make oxygen out of CO2? Is it an energy-intensive process?
It is. The way that we do it on Mars, using the device that you described, is a thermal and electrochemical process that takes in the carbon dioxide and converts it to oxygen and carbon monoxide. The oxygen can be used for a lot of purposes. The carbon monoxide is just exhausted back into the atmosphere.
So why create this technology? I mean, is access to breathable oxygen one of the main barriers to humans being able to travel to Mars?
So far in space exploration, every time we've gone anywhere, we've had to take everything we needed with us, including the air that's breathed and the water that's astronauts drink. If you can imagine having to do exploration on Earth with the pioneers having to take their air and their water with them. They didn't do that. They found it at the destination. So the idea is to make space exploration more efficient and more cost-effective by being able to utilize resources that you can find at the destination. The general terminology for that is in situ resource utilization. And so this is the first ever in situ resource utilization on another planet. The oxygen can be used for life support, as you mentioned, but another really important use is as a propellant. Liquid oxygen is an oxidizer that's burned with a variety of different fuels in rocket engines. And so if you could make the propellant that or at least some of the propellant that you need for the return to trip at the destination, you wouldn't have to cart it with you all the way from Earth.
So this may be a dumb question, but when I read about this device, the first thing I thought was, that's really cool, but why not use this technology on Earth to create more oxygen out of all the climate change-producing carbon we're emitting down here?
We have all the oxygen we need, actually, but we certainly want to remove CO2. Other greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. This wouldn't be a great way to do that on Earth, but it's really a very efficient way to do it on Mars, given the constraints that we had in terms of power and mass and volume that the instrument could actually fit within.
And this has been a pretty big week for Mars exploration. NASA flew a helicopter on Mars for the first time this week. How significant are these experiments to you and your team?
This is a demonstration, and the ability to put technologies on these exploration assets, like the Perseverance rover, and demonstrate them, even if it's at a smaller scale, but using the same principles that you want to implement at a larger scale, is really important because it gives us the ability to test it out in the exact environment that we might want to use it later on. And so being able to do those tests in the relevant environment. And if you're going to use something on Mars, there's nothing better than being able to test it out on Mars.
Jeff Shihai, the chief engineer with NASA's Space Technology Mission Directorate. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks. Appreciate it.